Right, hello and welcome back to this week's episode of the Algerian Football Podcast. Do not forget to also listen on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. I hope everyone's had a good bank holiday weekend. Lots to talk about. Not been a great sort of weekend in terms of Algerian footballer performances, but certainly lots of hot topics to delve into. Now, the first thing we should confirm and make clear is that last week we spoke about what Algeria's next two matches are going to be. We know we're now facing Guinea and Nigeria September 23rd against Guinea. That's a Friday. That's an 8 o'clock kickoff in Oran, just like the Nigeria game also in Oran on the 27th of September, which I believe is a Tuesday. So we know Algeria's next two games, less than a month until those games kick off. Of course, we're building up to those games on my channel, as well as sort of predicting and seeing who should really make that squad, not in terms of who we want from the foreign-born players, but also who deserves to be in there. Because, like I say, we'll delve into this in the coming weeks, but Rice Mbolhi, the number one goalkeeper, hasn't got a club, hasn't played for weeks. I'll be very surprised if we see Rice Mbolhi picked in this international selection squad. You look at Mandrea with the performance against Iran in the last game. You look at Zogba with the penalty save against Uganda. You could see Ukidja come back into the fold as well. Maybe Murabah from the Moroccan Botola. So we'll see what happens on the goalkeeping front. So looking forward to those games. But what shirt are Algeria going to be wearing? Well, we know that the deal with Adidas is not going to be renewed. So the upcoming Algeria kit for the new season will be Adidas's last kit for the Algerian national team. After that, a new partner will pick up the deal. Now, I'm sure everyone would love it to be Nike. Personally, I can't see that happening. I don't know who's going to take this deal. We've had Puma before for a number of years. Made some World Cup kits for us before. But the Puma kits are usually very, very tight to wear. But my guess is Puma will pick up the new deal. But I think people want it to be Nike. Maybe some dreams will come true. So what's the new Algeria kit going to look like? Well, we know Adidas had planned a kit for the World Cup inspired by 1962 and 1982. They had a bit of a throwback kit in the works for the Algeria national team. Now, despite the fact that Algeria have not qualified for the World Cup in Qatar, we still expect Adidas to release that kit dedicated to 1962 and 1982. Now, of course, there's probably going to be a white home kit and a green away kit, and there's also going to be a nice training kit. Now, this is what the warm-up kit looks like, sort of the training top. Looks a bit like an Algerian carpet from Bab El Oued, from La Caspa. Sort of those buildings, those patterns being designed. That's the warm-up kit. No idea what the sort of white home kit is going to look like. I assume if it's going to be like the 1982 kit, it'll have the Arabic writing across the front and the lining green going down the side. I have, however, seen a picture of the green kit, which I think does have the line going down the side. But this green kit for me, which might, to be fair, it's just a rumour, this might not be the finalised kit. I think this is absolutely shocking. It doesn't look like a 1982 kit, really. It looks like it's from home base. I think it's hideous, the Subway FC. I hope the white kit with the Arabic green writing is going to come out, because I think that'll be a very popular kit for Adidas, and they'll sell a lot of those shirts in spite of Algeria not making it before their deal with the Algerian national team runs out. Moving on to the transfer window, we've seen a few deals happen. There's only a few days left of the window as you're listening to this. I suppose the sort of big transfer is Islam Slimani going to Stade Brestois to play alongside Belaili and Belkubla. Came on for his debut, of course. He was a sub. He came on around half-time. Slimani, Brest nil, Montpellier 7. Not good. Can't blame Slimani. They were 5-0 down, a man down when he came on. Belaili, though, absolute shocker and a stinker. And for me, on that left-hand side, it's got to be Saïd Benrahma to start. I'm starting Saïd Benrahma in Oran against Guinea. Benrahma has been way better than Belaili so far this season. Of course, we've got Bilal Brahimi that can come into that position as well. Benrahma, very good. Came on for West Ham. A lot of people were surprised that he scored on Thursday in the Conference League and then was on the bench. 0-0 against Aston Villa at half-time. We did get our first league win of the season. Benrahma came on. He played in the middle, by the way, not even on the left. He played in the middle. completely changed that game. Came on for Emerson, went more attacking. Side by Rafa Mafani, West Ham's best player this season, and I'm not even being biased. He has to start on the left wing over Youssef Belaili, who looks like he's just happy to get his last paycheck from a European club. Benrahma, younger, fitter, better, better dribbling. I want to see Benrahma start on that left-hand side, hopefully with Andy Delors up top as well. We've got to talk about Nice, though. They lost 3-0 at home to Marseille, signing all sorts of players, Schmeichel, Ramsey, Nicolas Pepe from Arsenal. We might even see Marcelo at left-back. What are they doing? I barely scraped through in the Europa Conference League. I don't think that manager there is going to last too much longer. Loads of good players. We don't know if Amin Gori, they might even lose him to like Rennes, a rival. Nice in the mud. Get them out of the mud and put them in the desert and start with their Algerians because they are their best players. You also got the situation with Hussam Aouar. Is he going to go from Lyon to Nice? Where's he going to go? 1 year left on his Lyon deal. Is he going to take the big money move to Al Nassr in Saudi Arabia? Is he going to go to Nottingham Forest, which every other player seems to want to these days? Is he going to end up at Crystal Palace and play for Patrick Vieira? I think Aouar just needs to get out of Lyon. I don't care where it is. If you guys want to see Hussam Aouar play for Algeria potentially one day, you need to see him leave Lyon, because that is big pressure from Lyon. But they did just sell Lucas Paqueta to my team, West Ham, record fee. So maybe they don't need to let Aouar go as much as they previously wanted to. We also saw the draw for the UEFA Champions League take place. Of course, Riyad Mahrez with Sevilla and Dortmund, as if he plays, because Manchester City, despite beating Crystal Palace 4-2, Mahrez coming off at the hour mark, they were 2-0 down with Mahrez starting that game. We're yet to see a goal return, or even an assist return, really, for Mahrez this season. I do worry for him. You know, he's got, again, another player that's got his last big contract. He's at Man City till 2025. A lot of these Algerians, not just Mahrez, I'm talking about across Europe, and I think we see this weekend, with hardly any of them showing a return, is that not going to the World Cup has demotivated a lot of them. Imagine if we were at the World Cup, you've got every player fighting for every minute, trying to get into the squad to go to Qatar. Now, it's like, doesn't really matter, we're going to have 6 weeks off in November. It's killed the vibe a little bit, which is sad. But I think Belmadi's trying to lift the vibe. That's why you're seeing the likes of Adli and Ait Nouri coming to the team. Delors back as well. So Man City in the Champions League should be fine. It's in the knockout stages when they tend to mess up. AC Milan with Bonassa, with Yassine Adli as well, of course. They've got Chelsea, but the other teams in their group, they should, you know, the likes of Salzburg, they should easily get past. Of course, AC Milan were in pot one in that group, and of course, Algerians in London probably looking to watch Bonassa and Adli play together when they come to Stamford Bridge very soon. You've also got Napoli, Adam Unes, still there, still not playing, now injured. Is he going to leave? Sampdoria, very interested in taking Adam Unes on a permanent deal, but his current injury might cause problems in any potential medical that Adam Unes takes on. If he does stay in Napoli, of course, they're in a Champions League group with Ajax, with Rangers and with Liverpool, and he's not going to play, is he? They sign, you think, oh, you know, Mertens is going to go, oh, Insigne is going to go, these players are going to go, Adam Unes is finally going to play. It just doesn't happen. He ends up on the bench again. They've signed this guy from Georgia, who I think is quite good. But Adam Unes back on the bench, now back in the injury treatment room. So that's not particularly good either. He's a player I really wanted to get a big move in this current transfer window. But we saw a lot of Algerians move early. Of course, you've got the free agents who don't even need to move in the transfer window. The likes of Sofyan Feghouli. Where are they going to end up? Is he going to move to Hull City with those Turkish owners? Their links to Galatasaray, where he was released from. Fawzi Ghulam needs a new club as well. Are these, they're just going to end up in Qatar or Saudi Arabia, let's be honest. It's like a retirement home out there. So they all tend to go out there, which is a real shame. So of course, usually we'd have an international break now. It's a bit later, not until the 19th of September it starts because of the World Cup. But it's good to see Algeria back in action for those two friendlies. I do think Algeria should be looking to win both those games because they're at home and they're against good opposition that we've beaten the last time we won AFCON. And of course, we beat Nigeria in a friendly quite recently as well. So Belmadi, now we said he turned down Brazil and potentially turned down Argentina. I know it sounds a bit shocking, but it's true to an extent. He has turned them down, but what we seem to be understanding is that Belmadi wants to play Brazil next year in 2023, particularly again with those AFCON qualifiers delayed. There might be more friendly windows, March, June to play the likes of Brazil, Argentina, and maybe even those European nations as well. You might see a Belgium game in November, but I still think they're going to end up playing Egypt. Maybe a European nation in November that wants to do a sort of World Cup warm-up game. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Of course, there'll be plenty to discuss as those Algeria games come around. And I have to say, in terms of output, it's not been a good week for the Algerian footballers, but hopefully they will get better. They will be more motivated, of course. But Mardi, if you're not playing, you're not going to get picked. So that'll be interesting to see when that squad comes around. But that's it for this week's episode of the Algerian Football Podcast. As ever, before we go, we'll be leaving you with the quiz. Now, last week, I asked you which current Athletic Bilbao player is eligible to play for Algeria. Can still play for Algeria right now. That, of course, is Youri Bashiche, who, well, he's been approached many, many times, and he's rejected the Algeria call-up, which I think is, I don't know, he did think he was going to play for Spain, play for France. Neither move seemed to materialise. He went to PSG, really struggled. Shame, really. I'd like to have seen how he would have got on with the Algerian national team. So, this week, I've got to make the question harder because you guys in the comments on YouTube are getting the answers like that straight away. You're obviously Algerian football nerds or experts just like I am. So let's see if you can get this one. Which goalkeeper, right, goalkeeper who was eligible to play for Algeria played for Manchester United in the Premier League? Can you get that one? I'm sure the elder viewers might be able to get that one. I'll tell you the answer on next week's show. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time.